They say 1,653 of the Aruch Shulchan Yomi. How are you doing? You are there. Simon Shin Pei Aleph. Sif Zion. This Shin Pei Dalid. Sif Aleph. Sounds like a lot. Zion. Yoledes Avelos Shetir Lechot, a woman giving birth who is an Avelos has to wash. The first day of Avelos of Yuchami, even hot water. If it's not absolutely necessary, Yeshach Mirim Rishon Shmach, the first day. Shach. Chemishu Isinis. So to somebody who's sensitive, Kach, Rav and Gamil, Paragbeis, the Brachos. Ach lo kol da mil chalama Isinis, but not everybody can call himself sensitive. Mark, we should there, should do a Chitz Tzar Habe below the Michush, the Zaytiru. This is only somebody who has great anguish and is going to come to feel michush is kind of like a discomfort. For that, they permitted it. I think almost everybody nowadays is an isness in some way, shape, or form relative to what they were, even at the time of the Aruch HaShulchan. Chemad Yisrael Yerbuvia Bereshia, also somebody who has a mixture in his head, in other words, has some sort of lice or dandruff or whatever else it is, which causes him discomfort. Mutzachubicham is allowed to shampoo without water. Lo garmis is no worse than somebody sensitive. Chemishay short to ask Gufo, somebody who has leprosy in his body, so Chaim requires hot water. Mutagakim, time she's bar, is also allowed to wash on that account. Mishadakvu Avelov, somebody who has Avelos have come close, on the heels of each other. Two Avelos, one after another. Mutachotzko Gufo, so he can wash his entire body in cold water. Like Mar Shiva Avelos Rishon, when he finishes the first Avelos. Yehi Du Adi Megmar Shloshim Rishon, also at the end of 30 days of the first for the first Avelos. Yorli Chotzko Koguv Lachami, he can wash his entire body in water. The Mechitza Sonim the Shiva Shos Medina Tilo, the washing of 7 days in cold, which is also according to the letter of the law, they permitted. Koshke Mechami Lamed, so too, certainly in the washing in hot water of 30 days. Yehi Du Adi which I don't think people are knowing nowadays anymore. Anyway, Shemutabo said he's permitted to do so. Ches Nida Shizdam as Manfilos may have law. Some Nida who's supposed to go to the mikvah during the days of a Shiva, ain't allowed to go to the mikvah. No one did bow go to the mikvah, or Sir Batashvish, now allowed to have relations. The field of Ismail mitzvah. The type of the right time is not a mitzvah. By several circles and shas, which spend a long time trying to figure out not the tefillahs of women, but for tefillah b'zmana, for when they don't know when they're supposed to go to the mikvah. And the very mathematical sukkahs, which I always try and just either skip or run through, to be honest with you. It's because the paskin tefillah b'zmana is not a mitzvah. Because the mother, koshkin she'en l'chetz l'vol shvonim, she certainly does not wash herself to put on white clothing. As he points out in the brackets, the May's fish and became Lord God for 7 clean days. Shiva, immediately after Shiva, even those people have accustomed to forbid washing all 3 days, she's permitted. She should change her washing a little bit. Kok love until Bosh, she shows wear a white robe. They saw in Chodesh Tatzia, she put on a new sheet. Shalo Tovo, the day Sofik, not to come to the Sofik need of a Kesem. Of a spot. I can't show. Doesn't say of a kesem is my addition. Yes, and some say the chitza lelibu muteres afilu shiva. Some say that to wash in order to have cleaner stuff for keeping the shiva nakim is permitted even during shiva. But tabush chavak glove and she wear a good white robe. That's yes. So in chazal she put down a new sheet. Rak shetaner chitza should do a shinoi in her washing. But she lets mecham in rak bein yachoser. She only washed with hot water between. Kathais was to mukum in her genital area. Hoseiski Magdalim and Gdalim were agreed with this standard. It's a taz in the shach. Benita Shal Tfilas Motzei Shabbos. Benita's Tfilas Motzei Motzei Shabbos Yom Tov and Friday of Dying Be Me'evel. She's still in Avelos. With Shabbos, Gemuru Avelos. And Shabbos Avelos will be over. Tesla Sos Chaviv Yom She's allowed to start her shampoo preparations on Friday. Maramei Abal Bris Tok Shoshim Shavi the Maram. Had a bris, let's say whether he was the father or the sandik, whatever, within 30 days of his father's death. He washed the night before the meal. V'amai said she came to min haga ba'alma, since it's just a minute, and lachmir doesn't imachmir to ba'al bris, when he is ba'al bris. Again, I'm not sure what relationship he had to the bris here, but when he's involved in the bris. Test. Isha lo t'chov lo t'vachis min me'evel, a woman should not put on makeup during the days of Avel, she's also k'chita, it's also like washing. Me'evshar, if it's not possible, and Israel told Shiva only has to refrain during Shiva. Then she's permitted Kadesh with these kind of Bahamas, so she shouldn't become disgusting to her husband. Okay, who gets Avelos within 30 days of Chuba Mutaris, she's allowed to put on makeup even during Shiva. Kala needs more decoration. Older girl over the age of 12 and a half who needs a Shidduch. The fellow Avelos came to Shemetsky and say, since she is in the Parsha, as they say nowadays, but that's Kiru Pirush, she will have to put on makeup during Shiva. She's not allowed to use hot water or to wash the entire body with cold water. She doesn't need to wash for this purpose. But now Avela, a younger girl who's not in the Parsha, who's an Avelos, I saw if you could also even put on makeup, let alone to wash. I have a katana there, but a katana who's under the age of bas mitzvah, permitted. Also a katan who's under the age of bar mitzvah. Shani ba avelus, they're not in avelus because they're too young. Below shal chinuch b'zeh, and there's no katan b'chinuch for avelus. It's a fascinating idea. I'm not sure we had that before. I do recollect, perhaps we had, but I'm not sure. But that's an interesting idea. There's no chinuch for avelus. Shimpei base isra ni lasasando, the prohibition of putting on a shoe. Aleph, also avel ben ni lasasando, avel is not allowed to put on a shoe. The African shoe is specifically a leather shoe. Our bampayo shall beg it, but it's kind of like a slipper of fabric, or shall gemi, or shall of hemp, or shall say, or of hair, or shall eight, or of wood mutter. Shemi el Shaori, the only shoe is a shoe of leather. Barei afil ba yom kippur kenu, a shoe in yom kippur. You shall eat some chupor, but if it's wood and covered with leather, also. V'chein achshav nogim hetem hali guma. Nowadays, people conduct themselves leniently with rubber shoes. Shem shel or, and they're not made of leather. We call it kalasin. That's the galoshes. V'chein mochim tamid abat eraglaim. And they wear them on their socks. Besides the socks, and they wear them during Avelos and Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. Pesachai Mutereslin O Kol Lamed Yom. A woman should give birth is allowed to put on shoes all 30 days. Nishatina Koshla, because cold is difficult for her. Nichola, and that's true also with another type of sick person. Avshein Bo Sakana, even if he's not in danger. Somebody has a wound on his leg. It's true also of a woman who's pregnant, she's concerned for cold. Also, any person could choose, but there's a danger of a scorpion. Also, if an official is summoned him, he has to go to some sort of official, he can put on his shoe. Some people say, in that case, at least you put ashes in the shoes. The Nachon confirms that minute. A person is avails or excommunicated. Which are walking on the road. Mutarim has a sign they're allowed to put on shoes. When they reach the city, they take them off. If he's in a city where their majority are non-Jews, ain't chotzim. You don't take the shoes to actually until they get to the street of the Jews. And therefore now, when we live mixed together, it's like once until you reach your own courtyard. If you have to take off your shoes, immediately in the cemetery, after the kvur, after the mace, after the mace is buried, suppose him shina in hay. The answer is yes. Some say, some people really have to go barefoot from the cemetery to your house when your father and mother died. Because our baby and our mother, our mother says, Shalom, no, again, can't ask not to see people do this. Name is Shalom, Yagulov. That's another people shouldn't scoff at him. I'm not going to shame him, but a place where people aren't going to scoff. But that's a class, so it's going to have to do that. Not wear the shoes home. It's true about any mace, not just of Abibimo, if it's possible. Just like when there is no concern for scoffing and when the land is dry. Bracket says, I am Beseyasi B'Shem Argos, my mini shu nogim lech be boots. The shore must be a shoe, not letter of letter, come on, nali guru mashalon, like our rubber shoes. Because the basic shoulder that Tom is at, I don't know why they would wear these boots. Near the aim is that Tom, El Shkosh Utsino. El Shkosh, pragmatic. People are concerned about the cold. Shin Pei Gimel, Issa Tashu Shamita, prohibition of marital relations. Aleph, also about Tashu Mita. Of us forbidden that marriage relations, can Isha avails, so the woman is avails. Avshabal, Enu avail, even though the husband is not avail. Also, of all that, he's not out of relations with her. Koshius may avails, all 7 days avails. Isa Gomorrah. It's a story about Maisa Be'echot, Shimshim Me'evlo, a certain person went, had marriage relations during the days of his mourning. Shamtu Chazim is Gviyoso, and pigs exhumed his body after his death. Bafil B'Shabbos, Enu Avails, even Shabbos, when Avails is not, public Avails is. Not in effect. Also, it's forbidden. The one should pretend to know things which are in private apply also on Shabbos. So this somebody who has somebody who died during Yontif, also Tashemita, Koyim, Meregos, now they have relations the entire Yontif. Also for the 6 days after Yontif, when he actually sits Shiva. But on the other hand, so he buried his mace an hour before Yontif. Shiva. That Yontif cancels the Gzeir of Shiva, Mutar B'Laila Zu B'Tashmita, that night after the burial is the way they have to have marital relations. V'Zai Yishno, the Ein L'Baal Yisrael Avol Yishto Avela, El Kshadas Mevel Lusa. Okay, it must have been a case we saw on Shulchan had, otherwise I don't know how it came up. A husband doesn't have a prohibition to have marital relations with her wife if she's an Avelus, unless if she doesn't know about her Avelus. Im Meisa Via O Imo, but O Acha Chos Mokam Acher. However, if her father or mother died, or a brother or sister died somewhere else, and she doesn't know about her, even though the husband knows, he's allowed to have relations. So, boy, I don't know what the state of that marriage is going to be after that situation. But other types of affection and activity between husband and wife are permitted, such as pouring a cup, preparing the bed, washing hands, face, hands and legs, as was the custom then. But hugging and kissing we should forbid. Like this comes to a situation where they have the temptation of marital relations. This is a person Kohelet supplies. It's the time to distance from hugging. That's what the Targum says there. I have a Bailus. Test the Cholim of Bekor, they're allowed to eat in the same plate, unlike with the Nida. Test the Shemo, who they're allowed to sleep with each other, as long as each one's wearing their clothing, they're not undressed. But however, because we tell a Nazir, don't come close to a vineyard. In other words, the extra precautions, even though strictly speaking, should be permitted. Yes, it's best to be severe on this and not to sleep in the same bed. That which you're allowed to be secluded with your wife and other types of affection activity, that's in other veils. But the father of a chosan dies or the mother of kala dies, if they're chupa, she's bar b'simit shim and beish, where we learned. We put the mace in a room, and the chosan and kala go to chuppah, and you have one-time relations, and that's it. Also, the next 14 days they can't be together. They can't even. They're also even yichud. He sits among the men; she sleeps among the women. That's the chuppah before the kvura. But if they went into the chuppah and the days of the shebrachs began, and then somebody died, either for the chasen kala mutis yachlimo, then they're allowed to be secluded like an other avails. This is only if they had relations once. to Shlomo Bar Klav, they didn't have relations at all, even that happened after the Klopah. Also, he's actually Makoy Mabel's Mabel Mashiach, not allowed to be secluded with her. The entire time, whether it's weekday or Shabbos, after low ball, talk of Yitzhak too, because before they have relations at least once, the Yitzhak is very strong. Which Miss Anita comes Shabbat in the same status as a woman who became a Nida before that relations, assume be equally time said that they're not allowed to be secluded together, much like Simon Kup Tsari base, like we learned a long time ago, I ain't Shum. Shin Pei Dalit, Shavel Usar Batama Torah, Ova is not allowed to learn Torah. Alva Ova Usar Batama Torah, Ova is not allowed to learn Torah. Nobody spoke a word. The word is superfluous. Okay, it's not the case. It's also all 7 days. Shum days pull simcha because they have simcha. You'll see, like it says, "Bikulei Hashem bishogrei misam chileim." The directives of God are straight, and they cause joy to the heart. For avol also b'simcha, and avol is not allowed to have simcha. Ayin shum. But time yeshim poshim. The reason of the yeshim is only the first day is obvious. Came to avol chay b'chol mitzvahs. Avol is required to do all mitzvahs. Lo masu b'divitor. Why are they asking divitor? Ramban also says, anyway, you can fulfill Kriyas Torah morning and night. We said, another reason why Abba Kriyas and Talmud Torah is because he can learn permitted things. Why the Ramban has that? Because eventually we'll see opinions that even things which would be Mutzer, say on Tisha B'Av, are also for an Avil. Which is Bar B'Shat Tishmai, as we shall see with God's help. And that's it for today.